Breakfast Pilot.
Three sons that are dead, and we've got to break the news. That's a bad day.
Jeez, you guys are really got a tough job.
Anyway, so we rock up, we say,
all right, here we are.
Oh, God, I'm not ready.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that you can mix with your colours while doing the washing.
Yeah.
We are a podcast, but is working very hard to include Arnold Schwarzenegger into any movie that we can make better. Today's movie, we're doing Saving Private Ryan.
Came out in 1998. Steven Spielberg movie.
Yes.
An absolute rip-snorter of a film. Lost out to the best film at the Academy Awards. It lost to Shakespeare in Love.
Of course.
Which Harvey Weinstein, who we love on this podcast.
God, I'm just not happy to move towards Harvey Weinstein.
No, he's a grot. He really campaigned hard for Shakespeare in Love to win.
I don't even remember that movie. Who was in it?
Gwyneth Paltrow? No, okay. Kate Winslet. No.
Nope.
The other one. No.
Damn it.
Oh, this is going to annoy me all
Kate
podcasts.
Kate Beckinsale.
No. No.
Yep. Kate Winslet.
Is it Kate Winslet? No, I've already said Kate Winslet. Oh, look, it's gone downhill.
Katie O'Hara.
Kate Blanchett.
I think that's it. Well, welcome to the loosest start to the podcast just yet. Saving Private Ryan, 94% by critics on Rotten Tomatoes. I get it.
Do you agree?
Time. No, I don't agree, but I get it. Like, I get it because at the time it was like, holy moly, like, this is a war movie. Like, this is accurate. This is, like, incredible. Some of the scenes were just at the start, just, whoa. But for the overall movie itself, plot, blah, 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 yeah.
It's pretty thin.
It's an all right movie. But that opening sequence
carries
is incredible.
It carries it.
It is the film.
Yeah.
You can literally turn it off the second they give the plot point. As soon as they go, Tom Hanks, you're literally going to go save Private Ryan. You can go, turn it off. That's the movie.
Yeah. There was a lot of, I guess, viral talk about people being like, oh, Steven Spielberg got a bunch of war vets to come screen the movie, and they were all like, this is the most accurate thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I can think of is like, what if a bunch of them got PTSD and they're just watching it going,
I reckon they probably did. Like they probably all did that. And then they went, well, that just means it's accurate. It's like, good job, Steven. He's like, I don't know if I did the right thing here.
Yeah, they're just coming out and they just got psychologists like waiting for them. Be like, come over here, sir.
Before we get right into this podcast, and I know that we're already on our way, I would like to give a couple of shout outs. One is to my friend Cameron, the magician, who gave me a little thing to look out for. He said there's a bit with the first aid guy. He's trying to save one of the guys and he gets shot in the canteen. You see water start coming out of it and then it turns to blood.
Oh, does it?
And
I didn't
like,
see that.
That's a cool detail. And I saw it and I was like, that's very nice. And the next shout I want to give, and this is unrelated to Saving Private Ryan, Josh from Ned and Josh. I was chatting to him the other day. He did a radio show in Canberra, does a podcast now. And then Josh, he said that he loves our podcast.
People like us.
Yeah. And I was like, well, thank you very much. And I said, I love your podcast too. And he said, how many episodes have you listened to? I said, you do a podcast?
Ned Flanders said that?
Yeah. No, Josh. Josh Flanders.
Oh, Josh Flanders.
Yeah. So shout out to them boys.
You good little boy.
Before we go any further, we should probably pick out a random character from this random jar of the suggestions that you've given us. This will appear at some random point as we try to include Arnie into this movie. And God, I'm hoping it's not a racist.
All right. Here we go. It is retired dad doing Uber for a little extra cash. They love it.
Oh, that is such a good character.
All right, let me read the synopsis.
Please do.
Saving Private Ryan follows Captain John Miller, Tom Hanks, and his squad as they embark on a perilous mission during World War II to find and bring home Private James Ryan, whose three brothers have been killed in combat.
Couple of characters worth mentioning. Obviously, Tom Hanks is the star of the show. He's got shaky hands.
He does.
From PTSD, we're assuming, right?
I reckon it's probably Parkinson's.
Think a bit of both.
I can make jokes about Parkinson's as well.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's in the family.
I wouldn't joke about it there, man.
This podcast is off to a real shaky start.
You should
start.
Probably get it checked out. So he's obviously the star. Matt Damon is the Ryan that needs the saving. He's in it like
early
the last
role
half
for him.
Yeah, he's young as hell, eh?
Yeah, Vin Diesel as well. He rocks up.
That's true.
Doesn't steal the show.
No, Nathan Fillion's in it as well from Castle.
He
ain't stealing the show either.
And finally, just randomly, Paul Giamatti.
Oh, cool. Let's just add him to the bunch. So if we're going to include Arnie into any role, there's a few places that we could do it. I think let's go right to the start.
Yep.
Where I love the idea because we do see, like, you know, after all the hecticness, it's like, look, you know, they find out through the whole like office that
with Bryan Cranston,
with Bryan Cranston, yes, without an arm, that three of four of these sons have died.
Yep.
And they've got to give the news to the mum, and like the person doing all the typing's like, "Cool, that's not good." And then they're like, "Oh, well, we better tell her." And then it was like, "Oh, I don't know, man, it's pretty hectic." And so that kind of sets the whole plot up, right?
It does, yeah. The whole premise of the film is based on that. So you want to, do you want Arnie to be breaking the news?
I want Arnie to break the news, but I kind of want it just before where they're, because you see the car pull up, they tell the mom, you don't really see that kind of happen. And she kind of, you know, obviously crumbles down to a heap. And then it's like, all right, then progresses into let's go save that kid. I like the idea of the car ride there.
All right.
As there's like a couple of officials trying to figure out how they're exactly they're going to break this news.
All right, here we go. So, yeah, I started doing Uber because I'm just a retired dad.
And, no, I don't care about your life story, mate. Just drop us off. Just drop us off.
I'm just trying to make an extra cash for the kids, you know?
Yeah, and, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you leave me a 5-star rating. Anyway, so you guys are what? You're army guys, are you?
Yeah. We're just on our way, you know? It's obviously you have to get an Uber out here. Uber's a bit of a German-sounding word, but anyway, we're out to...
No, completely American. Okay. It's an American brand, American company.
Love to hear it.
I wouldn't sign up for a German drive share.
Not in these days.
Do you want some water? I got some water in the back.
Some water. Thank you so
much. Busy night, boss?
Yeah. So busy. All right, well, stop talking to us and focus on your Uber Eats delivery. And I'm going to talk to my friend over here as we've got some really heavy news to drop.
Hey. Colonel, talk to me.
All right, so...
what do we got here? What's the brief?
Well, we're out here in the middle of nowhere because we've got to break the news to this lovely lady that her son, let me just check here, her son's times three.
Three?
Yeah, three.
He's got three sons that died. She's got three sons that died?
I know. Three sons that are dead, and we've got to break the news. That's a bad day.
Jeez, you guys have really got a tough job.
I mean, you work pretty hard, too. You know, sometimes you don't get the tip. Sometimes you do.
You wouldn't believe I sometimes have to clean vomit out of the back seat.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, no, sometimes
you just tell me if I'm talking too much.
Yeah, you're talking too much. Okay,
I'll focus on the road.
Yeah, focus on the driving, because it is a very dirt road. Okay, so we've got to tell her the news. And I mean, kind of thinking about how we're going to do this, you know, because it's like, you know, it's kind of like you're having your bad day times three. So, like,
yeah, okay. I've got an idea.
Yo, what's your idea?
I'm going to command you to do it.
Nope.
I outrank you.
Yeah, that's a fair idea. Okay, what about instead we rock, paper, scissors it?
Before so,
we
a couple of years ago.
Okay, this guy. Yeah, go on.
My wife died.
Yeah, wow.
And I had to break the news to my kids.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And that's, you know, I retired at the time, and now that they're a bit older, I started doing Uber to get a little bit of extra cash.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Hey, that times three.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had three kids. I had to tell each kid that their mom died.
No, but imagine you're telling, like, those three kids are one kid, and then you're telling that you had three wives that died all in the same day.
Is this going to affect my star rating?
Absolutely. Shut up. Oh, okay. So here's my thoughts, right? We're going to see her. She's going to think something's up straight away. She's seeing a couple of men in uniform.
What if we wear different hats?
No, I don't think that's going to help. So we're going to rock up. And the hats, we're going to hold them. We're in solemn, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, what am I going to do with the Viking helmet then?
Well, I mean, we could do costumes later, I guess. Anyway, so we rock up. We say... hey.
All right, here we are.
Oh, God, I'm not ready.
I didn't hear the plan. What are we doing?
I don't know. I'll leave.
Your payment. Get out.
Okay, we're getting out now. Okay.
All right, you knock on the door, and I won't say anything.
Nope.
And you take it from here.
Okay.
That's an order.
All right.
Oh, yes. Oh, Colonel.
Hello.
Oh.
How are you?
Oh, I was just milking the cows.
Okay. How's your day going, other than the milking cows?
Really good.
Don't expect that to stay the same.
I did just have a fox got into the chicken pen.
Okay.
A couple of chickens have been eaten.
So you're used to death. All right, lead with that. You're doing a good job.
Okay. All right, hurry up. Get to it.
Okay, so much like the chickens in your life, so too are your sons.
What? You're not talking about Big Fred.
What, is he one of your sons?
He's the oldest. What happened to Big Fred? He went off to war. He went to fight for this country. Uncle Sam told him to do it.
Classic Uncle Sam, all right? My hero. So Big Fred won. I'm just looking at the report. He turned into itty bitty pieces of Big Fred. He's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did. He big dead. But,
he was so beautiful. What happened to his handsome face?
We couldn't even find a face, if I'm being honest. It just kind of, it was everywhere. But that's okay.
Well, at least I've got The second oldest.
Yeah, okay, and what's his name?
Handsome Johnny. Uncle Sam told him to go to war too. Uncle Sam. We have an uncle in the family called Sam.
So Johnny, I'm just looking here. John.
Oh, he's so beautiful, isn't he? He's well behaved. I bet he's doing well at the war.
He kind of stepped on a landmine.
Is that a good thing?
No, that's like not a good thing. You know how you mine for cryptocurrency sometimes? Well, this man mined for explosives and it blew up in his face and now he's dead.
Oh, no!
Well,
at least I've got...
Yeah. Oh, no.
Medium-sized, kind of handsome Billy. My third eldest child. He's so beautiful.
By any coincidence, are you listing these off in your favorite children order as well?
No, of course not.
Okay, don't have favorites.
I can't have favorites.
No.
But he was so beautiful.
Yeah.
He had a future. He had a brain.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Billy?
I'm talking about Billy.
I'm so glad you're talking about him in the past tense. Because he's also dead.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that was infection. He was shaving on the field to look handsome, as
what
you
happened?
Said. Well, he got an infection he didn't get a look into, and then he just died.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that one's not a good one. I wouldn't put it on the tombstone. The rest are pretty honorable.
Oh, no way. If my husband finds out this, it'll just kill
him. Why ain't he in the war?
Honey, honey, here I come.
Hello.
Oh, baby, why are you crying?
Oh, the three sons. Oh, they're dead.
Oh, no. Oh, my heart. My heart can't take it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my husband. He had a dicky heart.
I'm not
good. Do you know CPR? It's too late.
No, it's too late.
CPR. Oh, three sons and a husband.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, we're going to get going. I'm so sorry to do that news.
What about little Ryan?
Oh.
My youngest little Ryan. He's little.
Wait, is his last name Ryan or his first name Ryan?
No, we just called him Little Ryan.
He's still alive.
I forgot for a second there that our surname was Ryan.
You've had a lot going on. You've had a big day. The chickens, the kids, the husband. I got a bad Uber ride as well, so we've all got things going on,
Honey, I think I'm coming too.
No. Well, that's good.
How's Little Ryan? He always was I didn't like him. Is he dead too? Because that would do us a favor.
No, Ryan's still alive.
Oh, goddamn it.
Look, I've been thinking about this, and because no mother should have to deal with the death of one kid, two kids, three kids, definitely not four. So we were thinking, as an act of goodwill, that maybe we could get Goodwill Hunting. Little joke for me. As an act of goodwill, we could get him out of the war for you.
You'd
and bring your boy
me?
Home. I would do that for you.
That would mean so much to me and the family and the rest of the Ryan
clan. Well, it doesn't sound like you got much family left, so I feel like it'd be an honor to do that for you.
I'd really appreciate it. You know what? I'm going to call you an Uber.
Oh, well, that would be so great.
I know this great dad just around the road. Hold on.
Any other one would do. It's fine. I don't want to get back in that
hey,
Uber.
Hey, boys.
No.
I'm just a single dad trying to, I'm retired or just trying to get some money.
I think it's a good scene. I think that all worked out perfectly, right?
I forgot their name was Ryan.
It
would suck though losing it. You told me, was this actually based off a true story?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like this would be a PR exercise for the United States military machine, right?
Well, that's kind of why they rescued. But I think it was only three sons, not four sons.
Yep.
You know, bloody Spielberg, bloody blows that up, mate.
Yeah, you just want to inflate it a little bit, make it better.
And I'm pretty sure the opening scene all pretty real, and then the rest of it's just kind of we got a story to make. So
yeah, they blew the budget there.
Absolutely. But Arnie in that scene, I think that works perfectly, so write that one down. Next scene I would like to see Arnie in.
Hit me.
Is we've seen a whole lot of stuff going on. There's been battles, there's been wars. And then obviously they are looking for Ryan. That's the point. They've got a little, bunch of men. Tom Hanks is leading the crew, and they're all angry about it, They're all filthy because they're like, we have to risk our lives and find one person for PR, who cares? And then they think they've found their man, only to find out that Ryan is a little bit more of a common name than they realize.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that.
Okay.
All right, guys, are we coming out here or what?
Hey!
We've been looking around everywhere for everyone, and
incoming!
Oh, God!
Okay, so we've been looking around everywhere, and I got my whole team here. We're not in the good spirits, and we're trying to find someone, and we've been looking for a private Ryan. Have we got a private Ryan here? Are you Private Ryan?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God.
What do you need me for?
Well, I got some news for you. It's all good news, depending on how you look at it, but you're going home, Private Ryan.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, what's going on?
We risked our lives. We've lost two men, but we're going to get you home because that's what the army wants.
Oh, I can't believe this. This is so good. Okay, I've got so much to ask.
Yeah, well, hit me. We can start packing while we talk, you know, and you can get out of here.
How's Charlie back home?
Oh, Charlie? The enemy Charlie? Or is that the Vietnam War they refer to Charlie? I don't know about wars. You are a toy. Okay. All right. I'm back. Okay. So, Charlie? Charlie's great. I don't know who Charlie is. It doesn't matter. Keep packing. Let's go.
What do you mean? But Charlie's my brother.
Charlie?
Yeah.
No. You got. Oh, by the way, bad news about your brothers. They're not here with us.
What do you mean they're not here?
Like, they're not with the bunch because they're dead.
No.
They are not alive.
What do you mean happened to him? What happened?
Oh, there's a whole story.
I mean,
we
he
had
was
landmines.
In high
we had a whole what?
Landmines.
What?
Why was there a landmine in high school?
I'm so confused. You got three brothers, right?
No, I got one.
Oh,
Charlie. He's
in
high
school. Wait, what's your name? Are you Ryan Ryan?
No, I'm Brian Ryan.
Oh, Brian Ryan. I made a horrible mistake.
No, wait, hold on. Let's not be too hasty.
No. Ryan Ryan. Yeah, we're looking for a Ryan Ryan.
I mean, easy mistake. Yeah. I get it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you told me you're pulling me out.
No, we're not going to do that now.
But please.
Keep serving. You're doing a good job. We're going to get going, okay?
No, there's so much violence here.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's horrible.
That's it. That's literally it.
Haven't you seen this?
You are not a toy!
Hey, keep saying this. What's his deal?
That guy's playing with army men. I'm sorry. He wants to be one of them one day. Just confuses me. Anyway, Brian, we're gonna get going.
What if I get discharged?
Discharged?
Like dishonorable discharge. What if I hit you?
No.
I could punch you?
No, I outrank you. I'd have you executed immediately on the field. It's fine.
Oh, Mama wouldn't like that.
No, of course not.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You gotta go on, live, make a TV show called Castle. First few seasons gonna be great.
Oh, this sounds
and then
really...
it's gonna go awful.
Oh, dude,
so bad.
So promising.
And then Nathan Fillion, you're gonna get so much work done. We're gonna recognize you in a show called The Rookie that Alan's wife's recently become obsessed with. He doesn't know why. The plot seems really bad. But anyway, that's your future. So will you stay here?
I don't think this colonel's coherent.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm shaking. Look at me. Ah, I'm going to get out of here.
Oh,
right?
You got Parkinson's.
No, it's not PTSD.
Hey, how are you guys getting home?
Oh, we're walking.
No, don't walk. I know a guy. He's an Uber driver.
No, absolutely not.
He's like
right,
a dad.
Where are we going, guys? Come on. That works out perfectly. Absolutely. So many scenes that we could be adding into. I don't think there's a point even trying to touch that opening scene, mainly because it's just going to be us spitting all over microphones trying to make explosions happen.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. It's pretty sad when there's the guy walking around looking for his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And then another guy
he's like, I'll take that, thanks.
Crying for his mum.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's a brutal scene. Like, it honestly is, it's an intense 20, 25 minutes.
I like it.
Well, something that stands out to me is after I think it's after they've mistaken old mate.
Yeah.
They then come across a German out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, the sniper, and he starts taking him out. Is it before or after?
No, it's after the sniper.
Is it?
I don't remember. It's like some old, like some just some
oh,
German
the other
soldier.
Sniper. Yeah, the German soldier after they have that like
who
another
surrenders.
Battle. Yes.
And they make him dig his own grave.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, but it kind of shows the realness of the war where it's just like, you know, it's like there's no rules out here. We can do what we want, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
literally.
You're a Nazi, man. Like we can, you know, we're America. We can do what we want. You want to do that scene?
I don't think we've ever made Arnie a Nazi yet. Before in
well,
this podcast.
Well, to be fair, the guy, for the time that he is on screen, he renounces being a Nazi pretty quick.
He does, actually.
So I don't mind adding Arnie to this because we do have a little rule of like, let's not make Arnie a Nazi because that's pretty easy.
It is, actually. It's low hanging fruit.
It's low hanging fruit. And
But a defecting Nazi.
That's
where the nuance is.
Well, he's barely a Nazi. It's Nazi that at all.
All right,
let's do it.
You there. Hands up, surrender. We got you surrounded.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
You sure there's not anyone else behind me or just not me?
No,
okay.
No, just you.
Okay.
Come over here.
You guys handle that over there. I'm going to stay back here and you deal with that guy over there, okay?
I appreciate
what
that.
What do you mean deal with? What do you mean?
Huh? Well, he realized that I couldn't do a Tom Hanks accent and so he exited the scene.
His isn't very good anyway. He's too shouty, if you ask me. And he keeps throwing in Toy Story quotes, which makes no sense.
You are a toy.
Oh, you, was that you? It's Tom Hanks.
That was me doing a little impression.
I thought you
were
one of the other 8 other men you could be, and no one would question it. Hey, Tom. Anyway, so I surrender.
So
I
we join get it. You are a Nazi.
Well, funny you mention it, because if you look right here, I renounce it. Not a Nazi anymore.
You're renouncing your Nazism?
That's exactly what I was going to do anyway. Before you rocked up, I was in the middle of it. I was literally like writing a letter. You want to see the letter? Let me show you.
Yeah, let me read this letter here. Hold
Dear
on.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, this will be good. Boys, gather around.
All right. I no longer want to be a Nazi.
Okay, so far this is holding up. This guy might have some promise.
Because I love America. Coca-Cola.
Oh, he knows Coca-Cola.
McDonald's.
He knows Mickey D's.
Dell Computers.
Now, I don't know what that is.
Wonder Bras.
Oh, there we go. We're back, boys.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, ain't she the best?
The MTV Music Awards.
I don't care for them.
VMAs.
No, I don't care for them either.
Oh, okay. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, we love country girls.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of hot tour.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift.
Nah, I don't like her.
Okay.
Nah, she's hot.
George Michael. I think he's put, okay.
I'm a little confused at what you mean by George Michael.
Michael George.
Oh, now you're talking my
Michael
language.
Jordan.
Oh, basketball. He bounced the ball good.
Anyway, Hitler, can't talk too long. Got some defecting to do.
Okay, well, that actually kind of holds up.
Yeah, yeah. Yours sincerely, me.
And what's your name?
You can call me whatever you want, sweetheart. Just don't kill me.
None of us here are gay, so stop coming on to us.
I'm not being gay, just friendly.
I don't know what you get up to over
just because we're in France, the city of love. It's a country.
Okay, so here's the deal, Hansel.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I saying that right? What you want to do is we're going to give you an American name.
Okay.
Because if you're going to affect America.
Yeah, yeah, American name.
You need an American name.
Yeah, I love it. It's cool.
Okay, so you ever heard of a bald eagle?
Bald eagle, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if we make your surname Eagle?
Yeah, I love it. So patriotic.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
first name?
Well, I think we should name you after probably one of our better presidents.
Okay, Donald it is.
I think that's a good idea.
Donald Eagle.
We're going to call you Donald Eagle.
All right, works for me.
And that's really American. All right. Now let's work on your accent.
Yeah. What accent?
We need you to get an American.
I'm just one of the boys. One of us hanging out.
You know what? I think he does sound American.
He sounds American as hell!
Yeah, that's pretty American, mate.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeehaw!
Oh, you got the yeehaw down pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's just start listing off some famous American pastimes to see if you...
Okay.
Say, for example...
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This is a test, right?
Yeah.
If I pass this, you're going to let me live, right?
Yeah. Apple pie...
But yes.
Or apple strudel, which one do you prefer?
Well, obviously, strudel.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah. In America, we have apple pie. And where do we put that pie?
Windowsills.
And I turn
into a cartoon when smelling it, and I float above it, and I sniff it.
Oh, this is going to be such
And then you get it, and you put it in the Uber Eats delivery order. It's a good idea. Don't bring him back. I don't want to see that son of a bitch.
Okay, well, he passed that test.
Yeah, okay.
Test number two.
Yes.
What is the greatest tragedy that ever happened in America?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
It was when Kelly Clarkson won American Idol.
Yeah, this guy's good. He's
good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You guys been a big fan.
Big fan of Kelly Clarkson.
I love Kelly Clarkson, but you should not have won that year.
She got herself a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, she's real good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, final question.
Okay, hit me. Okay. The laughing makes me nervous. Dun, 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 dun. Like, who wants to be a millionaire? You get it? Yeah. Let me ask a friend.
Would you have sex with a pie?
Oh.
I'm asking him the American pie sex question.
You asked about the pie sex question? Wait the answer.
Well, I'm just waiting. He's thinking.
Let me think about this. Is it hot?
Pretty simple question. We got you a pie. It's American. Would you have sex with that pie?
Would I have sex with that pie? I mean, okay, so how hot is the pie? Can I test the temperature?
It's a very attractive pie.
Oh, I've seen the American pie. They're pretty hot. Okay.
Marilyn Monroe of pies.
Well, happy birthday, Mr. President. I'm diving in. I'm going to have sex with that pie.
Boys, say hello to your latest American, Donald Eagle.
Yeehaw! What happened to my accent?
I think that's the movie pretty much salvaged.
You know, because let's be honest, it does fall down after the big battle scene, and we've just made it a whole lot better.
We really built up a great level of support bringing up 9/11 and American Pie.
That's true. I got one last scene.
Ooh.
So it is kind of the opening scene, but it's the closing scene. So we don't realize who the old guy is at the start.
Oh, yeah.
We see him kind of walk over with his family, and then he sees a bunch of tombstones, and you're like, oh, this ain't going to be good.
Yeah.
And then it ends with him kind of acknowledging the guy that died to save him, which was Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And so he's there, and we obviously realize after that it's Matt Damon. Or Private Ryan in this case.
Mm.
So I would like to do Arnie into this scene as one of the family members who are watching on, trying to figure out why he's crying so hard because he doesn't explain anything and he just starts crying. And so they have to just guess. So let's do that.
Okay. Well, we brought your dad over here and he's looking very emotional.
Boys, gather around.
Yeah.
Gather around here, boys.
Okay. Let's have him. He can have a moment over there. I just want to see your dad seems to be crying a lot, honey.
Okay, I'm a girl.
I'm just saying.
Oh, well, you know, he went to war.
Yeah, I know, I recall.
He
That's
defended
why we're here.
Your rats.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
I don't know how you got that accent.
I know me either. It's just, it's a weird kind
He's
of
He's American
thing.
As American apple pie.
My favorite to have sex with. All right, so
what?
nothing at all. But he's crying a lot. Do you think maybe, I don't want to speculate too hard over there, but do you think maybe it was a lover?
No one's ever asked me that before.
Well, yeah, it's just he seems to be crying an awful lot. And he's kind of like, he looks really guilty.
Do you think that my beautiful husband
had sex with a man in the war?
Yeah,
yeah.
With Captain Tom Miller, the man who saved him.
Well, that's the story he tells. But, you know, I'm looking at, this is a very emotional man. Look how emotional he's over there. He can barely breathe. He's crying so hard. We don't know the story. I'm just trying to fill in the gaps, you know. And he's yawning, crying, which is the worst kind of crying. And he sounds a little bit like Chewbacca, which is even worse. When you're that upset, and you go into full Chewbacca mode. Well, what you tell me, what is the story he's told you?
He said to me that he was found in a town.
Okay.
By Captain Tom Miller.
Yeah.
And then they went into a building together.
Yeah, and then what happened?
And then
they had hot, passionate sex, I bet.
He said there was, he said he saw a pie.
Oh. What type of pie was it?
It was just an American pie.
In France?
Yeah.
And then what did he do? Because I know what I would do.
But then there was a couple of times when he did refer to Tom he was a good mate, just like American Pie.
Okay.
You know what we do in America with American pies, don't you, son?
I certainly do know what we do with American pies. That's why I'm American, baby. he seems to be very upset. Look, maybe he was just a good friend.
Should we bring him over and ask him?
I don't think we should, but we can if you want to. Let him continue having his moment over there. He seems pretty upset. Uh-oh, he's coming over here. I don't want to talk about it, man. Hey, how are you?
Son.
I'm so glad we could come out to France for this
trip.
I
love you, my sweetie pie.
Oh, don't pie. Interesting choice of words there. Hey, we were just wondering, you seem pretty, like, sentimental about this Captain Tom Phillips.
Oh, he was a passionate man.
A passionate man.
Yes.
See, kids, I told you that something was going on. Okay, so, and how did you know this man?
I met him. He came and saved me in the
came.
War. In the war.
Came. Notice he said came. Okay, and so...
He embraced me.
See, he said embraced. You notice the embrace that he said there as well? Okay, and so...
And he took me out of that place and... brought me to heaven.
See how he talks about it like he had sex. Okay, so did you, and how long did you know him for? When you were like good friends or what?
Well, I knew him quite intimately for a...
Intimately, you'll hear that kid, he's talking about sex. Go on.
Probably 30 years.
30 years you know him for?
Wait.
I don't think that makes sense in the movie, but hey, maybe you knew.
No, he died now that I think about it.
And he died in your arms?
In my arms,
yes.
He died.
Between your legs?
Yes, and it.
Almost ripped him
off. Remember his
almost
stiff body.
What, stiff? Wait a second. Did you have sex with this man?
I had sex with Ryan Ryan.
You are Ryan Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
You stupid idiot. We got to take him to a home. Honey, we're leaving him, Mac. We're leaving him. You
we're
don't
really
know him anymore. We're getting out of here.
I don't
and you're not getting any more pie.
No, don't. I need to go. Can I just kiss the tombstone one more time?
Yeah, but no more tongue. It's weird.
We're getting an Uber.
Well, we've ruined this movie for everyone. Let's get out of here. Well, I didn't know where that was going to go.
And yet he was gay the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think that makes the story more beautiful.
It kind of does.
It kind of does.
You don't hear enough gay World War II stories.
But they're certainly out there.
I mean, I'm not seeking them out.
Why not?
Not because I'm bigoted.
Oh, great. What a beautiful way to bookend a fantastic episode of Can We Add Arnie? Corey, if people would love to be included in this, maybe give some suggestions, maybe cancel us. There is a way to do just that.
If you want to leave an abusive comment.
You can do so now on Spotify.
Yes, you can. So it's pretty simple. If you want to get involved in the podcast, you can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a comment on Spotify.
Hell yeah.
You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify as well. Mm-hmm. Follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
We will get better.
One day. You'll see.
It's hard, guys. Holding down a full-time job. You've got a kid.
Well, this podcast is like my kid.
It is.
And finally, I give it attention once a week.
You can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group. Following your father's footsteps, I see.
Oh, no, I said once a week, not never.